Americans play to win all the time.
I don't believe in a no-win scenario.
This is the Greg Belford Show.
Good morning, my friend. The marketplace of ideas is open. It is so great to have you along. Welcome to the Greg Belford Show. It's just incredible what we have seen going on at Columbia University. This really is the big story of the day, is what we see happening at Columbia, and a complete failure of the administration to do anything. And Speaker of the House Mike Johnson was there yesterday, and I finally, you know, you look at events as they have been happening this week, and I finally realized, you know, it's like being in the zombie apocalypse. That's what it's like. You got these brain-dead people going around. Absolutely brain-dead, violent. I'm like, we're seeing the zombie apocalypse for real. That's what we see unfolding this week. It's just been absolutely staggering. So you had the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, at Columbia University yesterday, meeting with Jewish leaders. And there are a number of stories on this, and I'm going to work my way through them, because depending on where you saw the story, much different. They picked out different comments and different headlines depending on the stories that you may have seen. So I'm gonna work my way through these, because Speaker Johnson said, he told the crowd, "I'm here to proclaim that all those who gnash their teeth and demand to wipe the state of Israel off the map and attack our innocent Jewish students, this simple truth: neither Israel nor these Jewish students on this campus will ever stand alone." And he said, as Speaker of the House, "I'm committing today that the Congress will not be silent as Jewish students are expected to run for their lives and stay home from their classes, hiding in fear," he said. And then, of course, while he's chanting, people are chanting free Palestine. More on that in a moment. It's just incredible. These people are clueless. They're witless. They don't even know why they're there, some of them. There's videos of that. Why are we protesting? Do you know why we're protesting? They don't know. They don't even know why they're protesting. So Johnson said, "Anti-Semitism has been growing in America, and it's clear why. Powerful people have refused to condemn it, and some have even peddled it themselves." And then the people were heckling him and so on. And he said, "Enjoy your free speech," Mike Johnson said. So among his other comments, he talked about the leadership at Columbia, and he called on the president of Columbia to resign. And Johnson said, "Sadly, Columbia's administrators have chosen to let the threats, the fear, and the intimidation of the mob rule overtake American principles like free speech and the free exchange of ideas and the free exercise of religion. They have co-opted First Amendment arguments to protect genocide, to elevate the voices of anti-Semitism. They have proven themselves to be incapable of achieving their basic responsibility, which is keeping students safe." He said, "We just can't allow this kind of hatred and anti-Semitism to flourish on our campuses, and it must be stopped in its tracks." He said, "Those who are perpetuating this violence should be arrested. And I'm here today joining my colleagues and calling on the president of the Columbia to resign if she cannot immediately bring order to this chaos." And then he said, "You know, I am, as Speaker of the House, I am committing today that the Congress will not be silent as Jewish students are expected to run for their lives and stay home." So he was heckled and booed then throughout the throughout the time that he was speaking, which is hardly a surprise, given what we have seen happening. They're not following, you know, they're given deadlines, they don't meet them, they just continue. So the heckling and booing, and it was pretty vulgar at times. But it didn't drown Mike Johnson out. But media reports say he was hard to hear because he spoke to the media microphones, not through loudspeakers. So for people who were there, hard to hear. You and I are hearing him crystal clear. And he also then he talked about federal funding. He said, as Colombia has allowed these lawless radicals and agitators to take over, the virus of anti-Semitism is spread across other campuses, he said. So he called for violent protesters to be arrested, threatened to cut off federal funding to universities that fail to keep order, he said. What are your thoughts on that? I think that's worth talking about. Calling on the president, and what do we hear from Karine Jean-Pierre? The Ministry of Truth, largely crickets. You know, there are calls on, you know, it's time for the president to send in the National Guard and all of the, oh, yeah, just like he is enforcing the border, right? Just like Joe Biden is enforcing the border, is that how he's going to, you know, crack down on the disorder in the campuses? It's just absolutely incredible. As we watch this unfold. So Johnson also, I mean, very strongly came to the defense, not only of Jewish students, but Jews in general. You know, he said, in this building behind us, Columbia University once awarded Winston Churchill an honorary degree. And it was Churchill who said, it is manifestly right that Jews should have a national home where they may be reunited, he said. And he said, we believe that in principle. And he said, also, he intends to call the president. He said, after we leave, I want to share with him what we have seen and demand he take action. There's executive authority that would be appropriate, Johnson said. If this is, he made a lot of comments, House Speaker Mike Johnson yesterday. And again, depending on where you are seeing the story, as media is picking up just the portions of it. So I'm trying to piece it all together here for you to give you a more complete view of everything Speaker Johnson said yesterday. But he said there's executive authority that would be appropriate if this is not contained quickly and if these threats and intimidation are not stopped. There is an appropriate time for the National Guard. We have to bring order to these campuses. We cannot allow this to happen. We are better than this. I will ask the president to do that, and I will tell him the same thing. So those were among the comments of House Speaker Mike Johnson yesterday. And then these protests are spreading. More on what happened at the University of Texas, Austin, yesterday. I'll share that in a moment. But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reacting to what is going on in this country in these demonstrations. And Netanyahu said, what's happening on America's college campuses is horrific. Anti-Semitic mobs have taken over leading universities. They call for the annihilation of Israel. They attack Jewish students. They attack Jewish faculty. This is reminiscent of what happened in German universities in the 1930s. It's unconscionable and has to be stopped. It has to be condemned and condemned unequivocally. And he said, but that's not what has happened. The response of several university presidents was shameful. And then he thanked federal, state, and local officials for taking more action than the universities have. But he said, more needs to be done. He said, when you listen to them, they say not only death to Israel, death to the Jews, but death to America. And this tells us that there is an anti-Semitic surge here that has terrible consequences. He said, we have to stop anti-Semitism because anti-Semitism is the canary in the coal mine. It always precedes larger larger problems that engulf the entire world. So I ask all of you, Jews and non-Jews alike, who are concerned with our common future and our common values, to do one thing. Stand up, speak up, be counted, stop anti-Semitism. So comments by Benjamin Netanyahu. Then you've got the protests then taking place at the University of Texas at Austin. And the president at the University of Texas at Austin released a statement last night. And it was a lengthy statement. And he said, our rules matter and they will be enforced. And he said he recognized there was a lot of emotion surrounding these events. He said, this has been a challenging day for many. We have witnessed much activity we normally do not experience on our campus. And there is understandably a lot of emotion surrounding these events. But he said, today, our university held firm, enforcing all our rules while protecting the constitutional right to free speech. Peaceful protests within our rules are acceptable. Breaking our rules and policies, and which is what we have seen elsewhere, and disrupting others' ability to learn are not allowed. The group that led this protest stated it was going to violate institutional rules. Our rules matter, and they will be enforced. Our university will not be occupied, he said. That's exactly what it is. It's exactly what it is. So he said, again, this was a lengthy statement. Said the protesters tried to deliver on their stated intent to occupy campus. People not affiliated with the university joined them. Many ignored university officials' continual pleas for restraint and to immediately disperse. The university did as we said we would do in the face of prohibited actions. We were prepared with the necessary support to maintain campus operations. And he said, and ensure safety, well-being, and learning environment for our more than 50,000 students. So they were shutting down the protests. They're not messing around. Unlike what we have seen at Columbia University. And you can see things that are so out of hand. There is also a video that's out there of these protesters swarming and berating a chief of the New York police, both him and his officers, calling them effing fascists. And the video went viral. It shows the NYPD Assistant Chief James McCarthy and his officers are being chased, surrounded by protesters. This happened Monday night. And the reason was they were trying to get inside the Catholic Center at NYU after arresting one of them. And the crowd chant, you know, F you pigs. That's the kind of thing. That's what these people are engaged in. So do they even know what they're doing? I think there is good reason to believe they don't. Some of these folks, some know what they're doing. Others don't, protesters. There's a video out, and you can see this at townhall.com. Matt Vespa's got a piece. You got pro-Palestinian protesters have no idea why they're protesting. One was asked, why are you protesting? And she said, they're demanding that NYU stops. And I honestly don't know what NYU is doing. And then turns to another protester. Do you know what NYU is doing? No, no, no. You know, they don't know. They're shrugging their shoulders, morons. Just absolutely incredible. Just another day in Bizarro World. Alan Dershowitz was on Newsmax yesterday, and he said all of these thousands of students protesting at college campuses want to join Hamas. He believes. He said they would actually join Hamas. If Hamas came to America and tried to engage in terrorism here, these are students chanting, rape is resistance. We love Hamas rockets. Burn down Tel Aviv. 10,000 more October 7th. These are not people who are calling for peace. Not people calling for feeding the residents of Gaza or for a ceasefire. They are calling for terrorism against America and against Jewish students, Dershowitz said. And he believes, he said, what we're seeing is people who will engage in terrorism, people who will endanger your lives and the lives of your children. These are people who will join Hamas and will plant bombs in your schools, in your libraries, in your synagogues. They must be stopped before they have the opportunity to engage in actual terrorism. There is no bigger story than this one this morning. Seriously, this is the story. Forget it. I mean, there's a couple other stories here I'm going to share in passing, but I've got to tell you, this, what we see happening at Columbia, what we see happening in these on these universities, eclipses everything else. The Donald Trump trial and all of that nonsense. Now you've got 18 allies of Trump's who were indicted by an Arizona grand jury. They alleged election interference in the 2020 presidential election. So among these people, we're talking about former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, former Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani, as well as others. So 18 people connected to Donald Trump are now were indicted by an Arizona grand jury. Other stories that are trending. Fox News has one this morning. A new poll shows that President Biden's lead over Donald Trump is vanishing. The presidential race virtually in a dead heat. And the which shows that that Trump is closing the gap. He trailed Biden by 3% in Quinnipiac's March poll, and now it's a dead heat. So Trump is picking up steam, according to the Quinnipiac poll. You know, one of the things we talk about a lot are pocketbook issues, because the economy is really important, I think, for many of us, and what we see going on, how inflation is affecting our pocketbooks. And so there's a story out there talking about the rising rates of auto insurance rates. Rose 2.6% in March, and they're up 22% from a year ago. So premium costs have been climbing steadily higher since 2022, even as inflation at the consumer level has cooled. So consumers have had some relief as the rate of cost increases for things like food and energy have eased up, although I wouldn't know it when I go to the grocery store. And that's a look at some of the big stories this morning.